Robin and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
We have a tough letter for the Pearls this week in our Vintage Answers series. Here's what they had to say to one troubled parent.
We're opening our mail this morning, and we're going to read it together and discuss some of the problems that you're writing to us about and see if we can come up with some answers and maybe throw a little light on your child training procedures. All right, our first letter here, Deb, would you read it to us?
Okay, this is a difficult letter. It says, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, I found your book about a year ago when our son was 2 years old and beginning to be difficult. I read it, and it sounded a little radical. I figured we could get by. 1 year later, our son had become a terror. He was almost impossible to manage, and I was so discouraged. I dreaded each day. While he slept at night, my husband and I went into his room and prayed for him and for us. We also have a 19-month-old daughter, and there was very little energy left after dealing with our son to give her much attention. We knew something had to change, and change fast. We got your book back out, and each of us read it again. We prayed for wisdom and began to use the techniques on our son. Of course, as you can imagine, about 3 days, he was a very different little boy. He was happy and obedient and much more loving. We were so thankful and encouraged. So we wanted to thank you for sharing the information with us and others like us. We started using the rod consistently about 2.5 months ago, but recently we have seen that it seems to have lost some of its effectiveness. Our son was so impossible before, and he has improved so much, and so have we, of course. There are just some areas where he and we still need real improvement. Our son still whines almost constantly. We have rewarded each time with a spanking, but he still continues. For example, every morning, almost without exception, he whines about his clothes he will be wearing for the day. The collar is too tight, the pants are crooked, his socks are twisted, and so forth. The thing we do not understand is that we do not change what he is wearing because he whines, and we don't fix or rearrange what he thinks needs to be adjusted. He is a perfectionist about his clothes and everything else. We have not given in to his needs to have everything just perfect. He really gets into a panic about his clothes, and we spank him, but he continues to whine the whole next day about his clothes. Every time we hear him whine, we spank him all through the day. But tomorrow he will do the same thing. I am sure that we are doing something wrong, but we don't know what it is or how to fix it."
Okay, one thing I'm impressed with here is that they go into the room and pray with their child, and that the mother said she's sure they're doing something wrong, but she doesn't know how to fix it. So I see a humility here and a willingness to learn, which is going to go a long way in child training. Okay, one of the things that impresses me right off is that she said that they read our book and it sounded a little radical, so they put it away. And 1 year later, their son was a terror. That made him, I think, 3 years old when they discovered he was a terror. She said that she became discouraged and dreaded each day. Child training should be one of the highlights, one of the joys of your life, having your children and spending your day with them and teaching them and seeing them grow and develop should be one of the most enjoyable experiences of life. Wouldn't you say so, Deb?
Yes, I was impressed with what she said. Once they started the discipline, it said he was happy and obedient, but more than that, he was much more loving. That is such a common comment that we get, that the parents say our children just loved us more.
You know, a child who is rebellious and disobedient, his own conscience will cause him to dislike himself and dislike others, and it'll create a tension and anxiety in the child. And when a child is caused to be obedient, when he's caused to conform to the rule of law, when he is caused by power higher than himself to do what even he knows he ought to do, then the child is going to relax and he's going to be more loving. He's going to love more and he's going to receive love more, because he's going to feel like he's a part of the social order. And that's going to make him comfortable. It takes away the tension. You know, when a child is not acting as we'd have him to, every parent is going to display a sense of rejection. They're going to be, if not angry, the parent's going to be
disappointed,
going to be a sense of rejection some way. The eyebrows will be twisted down just right. And when a child looks up and sees that rejection, when he looks up and sees that disapproval in his parent's face, it's going to make him all the more caustic and all the more rude and all the more rebellious. So it's very essential that you maintain a cheerful, working, cooperative relationship with your children.
It goes on and said he whines almost constantly. That whining identifies what's happening in his soul. And what's happening in your soul, he's dissatisfied with life. Things aren't going the way he wants them to go. So let's see what we can do to help him out.
Well, you notice that they waited till he was 3 years old. I've often said that the first 2 years of a child's life are the most important in training a child. The first 3 years of a child's life, I think, determines his personality entirely. It determines his slant and bent on life, the way he's going to respond. So when you wait till a child is 3 years old before you begin maintaining control, you've already allowed that child to develop negative traits and habits that I think will continue throughout the rest of his life. Now, a child may gain control of those. A parent may gain control so that the child stops manifesting, for instance, whining. But nonetheless, that spirit of dealing with life from a standpoint of whining or feeling sorry for yourself or feeling that you're denied something or feeling that you're abused, that's going to carry with that child throughout the rest of his life. There's always going to be a tendency there. So I want to emphasize the importance of training those children from day one, right? From a one-month-old, two-month-old, three-month-old child up through age two. If you've conquered, if you've won, if you have caused that child to be comfortable, to enjoy life, to be disciplined, to obey commands, to respond positively, to not whine, by the time he's 2 years old, then you've basically won the battle. So I just want to point out that it's really important to get that training done early. Now, in this case, they failed until the child was 3 years old. And immediately upon instituting the principles they read there in the book, they said the child became happy and obedient and much more loving. And she says, "We were thankful and encouraged." Well, now, if that was the end of the letter, we would say, well, perfect score here. But she goes on to say that they started using the rod consistently about 2.5 months. But recently, she says, we have seen it lose some of its effectiveness. Now, all she mentions is using the rod. And we certainly talk about the use of the rod in our book. But we talk about a whole lot more than just using the rod, don't we, Deb?
That's right. The joy in the home, the atmosphere that you set in the home makes a difference in how a child views life. You need to create an atmosphere of joy and love and happiness, thankfulness. Whining, to me, is the opposite of thankfulness. And so your feelings and how you project yourself will, in a great way, affect how your children respond. And so anytime your child whines, I don't care if your child is 7 months old or 7 years old, look into that child's face and say, I have caused this child to be discontent and unthankful. And from this moment on, I'm going to do everything I can to let them see thankfulness in my own heart and soul.
I find it hard to conceive of a child whining in a home where the mother's smiling. I find it hard to conceive of a child that is pitiful and discontent and upset where the others around that child are joyful and lighthearted and spirited with eagerness and zest for life. Whining has to be incubated in an environment of discontent. Now, parents learn not to whine outwardly. They learn not to, well, not all of them, but most parents learn that it's not socially acceptable to put on a pitiful little voice. But yet, the whine of the spirit carries on into adulthood, and children will pick that up. Now, of course, we're talking about, we have a letter here with a limited amount of information, and as we address this, we may not hit the target with this particular person who wrote this letter, because it's not like we have spent an hour with you or even a day, or it's not like we're your neighbor and know you well. It's not like we've been through 4 or 5 counseling sessions. We have one letter that takes up less than a page here. But we're just trying to read between the lines and see what might be here in the background.
Thanks for listening. We'll continue this tough letter next week when the Pearls address the little unhappy perfectionist. Again, I invite you to visit Cane Creek Corner to check out this week's specials.